of Cthulhu presents Terror from the Skies by Colin Hart. Introduction. Okay, so to recap, Wednesday, June 5th was the day that everyone went, except for Major Barker went for a walk in the marsh and got lost. Managed to make their way back the morning of Thursday, June 6th. However, a number of people were sick, and some people were probably frustrated and tired and just spent the day resting. Except for Major Barker and Mr. McTavish, who did some investigation, a little bit of travel, some phone calls, and has now returned on the evening of Thursday, June 6th. So we will pick it up as people are getting ready for bed late. 9, 10 o'clock, something like that, Thursday evening.
So are those guys back?
Yes.
We spent we went out to the village pub, I assume.
Yeah. They're back from the dinner at the pub.
Right.
Ah, okay.
Is anyone else awake?
Yeah. Henrietta is downstairs in the common room there, enjoying a drink in the house.
Miss Brown.
Good evening.
Feeling better?
Good evening.
Yes, thank you. Yes, getting a little restless now. I've spent the day cooped up, but I think it's just what I needed.
How's the professor?
Well, he still seems a bit out of it.
We'll check.
Yeah.
Is Abby or Isaac around?
They are. They're still, they're kind of bustling around. Abby in particular seems to be getting concerned that they're losing time, not getting everything ready for the wedding. So she's wrapped in a blanket, shawl. She's kind of shuffling a little bit. She obviously doesn't feel well, but she's, kind of trying to bustle around the kitchen, just trying to get things organized, planning to do a lot of cooking tomorrow, some baking that needs to be done, decoration making for the wedding, this sort of thing.
Okay.
So what have you gentlemen been up to?
Well, maybe we should have a discussion about that, and I'll just kind of gesture people to come away from Abby and Isaac.
Yeah.
Right. Always one for some intrigue.
Is there another room we can sort of go to and just
Have a bit of... Yep, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Gather everyone in the parlor.
Well, gentlemen and lady, something is not quite right in Shelburgh.
Apart from the boring marshlands?
Well, the marshlands are definitely some part of it.
Okay.
It's not so boring if you're one of the many people over the years who've completely disappeared out there.
Yes. Been swallowed up by the marsh.
It seems like we could have been. We were kept going around in circles. Mm.
Yes, it seems to happen quite frequently before weddings.
Oh. I mean,
odd.
What's the best way to do this? We can role play the whole thing, or just do an information dump of what we found.
Just do the information dump. That'll be quicker.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just recap what we've found from the beginning. There hasn't been a successful wedding at the village church since 1880. So the last successful wedding was in 1887. Before that, might be going back to 1846. It seems the only weddings that go off successfully are ones where there is possibly an illegitimate child or
the lady to be married is going to have a child,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah.
not necessarily illegitimate, but
premarital
with child when the marriage is happening.
So we went, and there's some weird plaque in the church that doesn't seem very Christian. There's some weird thing to do with the gravestones and this beehive motif that keeps coming up.
We met the bee lady, yeah.
We found out that that in 1880, when that strange plaque was put up, that's also happens to be when Appledore Station was built.
Yeah. So something started in 1846. Something started. It hasn't stopped yet, but something happened in 1880, and that's when these carvings are going on. So something happened in 1846. Don't know what. Something happened in 1880. Don't know what.
The the honey business started in 1846.
Correct. So what's going on there? That's a bit strange.
Whoever that crazy woman was.
Anyway, so we went to Canterbury to see the old parish priest. He didn't really have much information, but he was concerned that something wasn't right. He basically just confirmed a few bits and pieces about when the plaque was put up, and McTavish and I went to the library, did some research, found references to hauntings in the church. There's one reference in Occult Disasters in the British Isle where there was a seance in 1847, which is again quite close to this 1846 date that we have. Everyone involved simply disappeared, never to be seen again. Lots of people wander out into the marsh and disappear. Yeah, that doesn't say what the seance was or what they were trying to do, but
they all disappeared.
They all disappeared.
Yeah.
So we came back to Shelburgh, had a look around the graveyard. That's when we found these strange carvings. We looked through the parish records, because the priest has allowed us to do that, and we found the successful wedding in 1887 was the Davies, and we actually managed to track down a surviving family member who we phoned up. He was a boy at the time, but he remembers before the wedding several people wandered off into the marsh. But however, the wedding seemed to go off well. But he remembers a night or two before the wedding being woken up, and some of the adults were discussing. My notes don't make sense. Yeah, discussing the rubbing of a plaque, which I assume is the plaque in the church. So they work something out, did something. And then a bit later, some gravestones were sent for repair, and I have the name of the company where these gravestones were sent. So I wonder if there's something to do with the gravestones. Maybe,
yes,
maybe this group worked something out.
And the gravestones that we had seen with those strange carvings only happened to be from around 1846 to 1880.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the one lead we haven't really followed up yet is the Moore and Sons, who are the stonemasons that repaired these gravestones. We can try and maybe track them down tomorrow.
My question regarding these weddings would be, you say that they didn't go well.
Yeah, all the other weddings were either cancelled they were all cancelled, weren't they? Or people died, and I'm assuming.
Right, but right. I don't mean to be rude, but that just sounds a little bit underwhelming for the amount of tension that we're generating around this. I don't know. It just feels like there's something missing.
Well, there's a lot of people missing.
Yeah, that's for
but
sure.
There's no trace of them at all. No. Nobody came asking.
Well, I guess people came asking, but no one found anything. They just all these references seem to say disappeared, never to be seen again.
gone without a trace.
Well, I know you gentlemen are all thinking it, but are too polite to say anything, so I'll lay it out there. It seems we have 3 days to convince Abby to get herself pregnant.
Who's up for that test?
Well, Isaac, obviously.
Well, doesn't it have to be an illegitimate child?
No, just
well, it would be, wouldn't it?
Just before the...
And it doesn't really matter who it is it?
Please, Miss Brown. This is no time for such talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you serious about all this stuff?
Anywho, what's the next step?
The hour is getting quite late.
Well, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow. If anyone wants to assist me in my inquiries, they are welcome to.
What's your plan for tomorrow?
I'll start with Moore and Sons.
Oh, okay.
And then maybe have a stop by Appledore Station and look around?
Possibly. I think there's something to do with this bizarre plaque, but...
What was the station was having its witch anniversary for the cleanliness party?
That was the Appledore Station where we noticed that. Well, yeah. all the stations in the area, I believe, were having a...
It's the 50th anniversary of the line, which...
Next year.
1929 right now?
Yeah.
So, 1879, I mean?
It would be 1880 because...
1880, yeah.
The anniversary is next year, so...
Oh, right, okay. So I wonder if the building of the train, if the trains ran through something, we should see where the train lines get a map of the train system.
Yeah, because that'll also be the 50-year anniversary of when that plaque went up on the church in Shelborough. Because that was put up in 1880.
Okay.
If we can work out who actually put it there.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a much more fun adventure going to talk to some people than wandering around the marshes again. And I will look forward to doing that tomorrow with you.
I think if you're not careful, you might get roped into bacon. So.
Yes. No, I think anything out of the house would be a big improvement.
Very well.
Okay. With that, I'm going to head up to bed.
Okay.
Well, I've been in bed all night. All day. So I might as well have a drink.
I think I will head to... Mr. McTavish will head to bed as well.
Fair enough.
I think Henrietta will head into the library... And pass an hour or two before going back to bed.
Just browsing the books, reading something?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a library use roll.
All right. That is not successful.
Okay, never mind. You don't find anything particularly interesting, but you're able to pass a little bit of time.
So yeah, I guess around midnight I'll head up to bed.
Okay. And Mr. Harrow, just having a drink and then...
Yep, just chillaxing, having a walk around.
Okay.
Getting some fresh air, and then I will head to bed when I'm tipsy.
Okay. So the night passes. I need everyone to make a sand roll, please.
A sound roll.
A sand roll. Sand roll. Sorry.
Is it pass for Henrietta?
Oh, wow. Finally, a good roll for me. Ought two.
Major Barker fails.
Success.
Okay. Those of you who passed may lose 1 point of San. Those of you who failed may lose a D3.
Oh, one.
sometime in the middle of the night, 2:30, 3 o'clock, something like this. Every single one of you wakes up from, and you hear screaming, yourself and everyone else in the house.
We're all screaming?
Wakes up screaming at the same time.
Wow.
Were we dreaming about trees eating us, or were we...
You were dreaming about the wedding coming in a few days. And you were in the church, and it was a beautiful wedding. Beautiful bride, handsome groom, you know, nice music, flowers, beautiful decorated church. When suddenly, from a hole in the floor of the church, some strange tree-looking things come bursting out of the floor. Big mouths with sharp teeth all over them, and they start eating everyone.
Yeah.
And then you wake up. And then you wake up.
I'll go out into the hall. In my robe.
Okay.
I come out with a gun.
Oh, dear. I might go back in my room.
You see Isaac kind of stagger out and stumble over, and he knocks on Abby's door. Abby, Abby, are you okay? This sort of thing.
Yes.
Where's that coming from?
That's a good question.
Sorry?
There's a white noise from somebody.
I'm wearing headphones.
No, it's not echo. It's there. It's gone now. Oh.
Well, it's certainly quieter anyway.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, well.
So, yeah. I'm sure Mr. McTavish would walk out, take a pull from his flask, and just kind of like look around to see if anyone else is startled.
I'm gonna stick my head out the door, and if I see any of the people I was talking to last night, I'll just say, "Oh, told you so."
That's very helpful, sir.
Yes, a little pull from that flask might be more helpful.
Ah, yes, here you are, Miss Brown.
Ah, thank you. So did we all just... That seems a little unbelievable, but I dreamt that I was dreaming, and then I heard everybody screaming, and then I woke up. But it seems you all also all woke up.
Yes. You're having a dream about the church and the wedding.
Oh, dear.
Isn't it obvious?
What?
The church is cursed.
Well, obviously.
The church or the town or the...
Well... Everything.
Everything.
We need to fix this, or we're probably all going to end up like the other
the missing marsh people. Martians.
Okay, I have a question, gentlemen. Like we seem to be very concentrated in preventing those things from happening. Why don't we just leave?
Curses don't normally work that way.
So you're saying that if they get married in any other church, this is going to happen?
No.
So why don't they just get married in another church?
We could try and convince them, but I'm pretty sure Abby and Isaac have their their mindset on being married here since they just bought a house here.
Well, and I with the professor incapacitated, I really must stick around. In any case...
I'm just trying to be the voice of reason here.
You're talking reason when we're talking about curses and nightmares and... I don't know.
I'm aware that there are more things in this world that we do not comprehend, but this seems to be a problem that could be solved in a much simpler way.
Well, I do believe I suggested one.
Kill it with fire?
Yeah, so to speak.
Yeah.
Perhaps I should have a chat with Abby.
Well, I think
let's figure out what we're going to do in the morning.
Yeah, if everyone's not too shaken up, Mr. McTavish will just head back to bed and try and get some more sleep until the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really get a lot of shut-eye after this.
Fair enough. The rest of the night passes uneventfully.
Was this the same time as the nightmare of two nights before?
Roughly.
Roughly.
If we wake up, excuse me, in the morning with no incident, I think we'll all have breakfast and then we can talk about what the plan is for the day.
Yeah.
Abby comes down and she asks you to help her bake some cakes and make decorations and move furniture around and generally get the house ready for the wedding and the reception.
How many more people are coming to this celebration? I mean, these people seem to have no friends.
Well, the entire town will be here. As well as the rest of the family, they should be here in a couple days.
Oh, fantastic. We're not going to die alone.
I'd be most happy to help you. The professor has asked me to run some errands for him this morning and after coming back. And I've asked this gentleman to escort me. I hope that's all right, but I'm sure we could help you after we get back from that.
Oh, thank you, Henrietta. Very kind.
And I'm sure we'll just sit down and have some breakfast and then pile everyone in the car to go head on out to Moore and Sons.
Do we have a phone number for them, don't we?
We do.
I want to have a drink.
Once he's had the drink, where's the nearest? Is there a phone? Does this house have a phone? I'm kind of.
I think we already established that it did because you made a phone call to Mr. Davis.
Oh, I thought it did that at the pub, but okay. I'll try and phone Moore and Sons.
Yeah, in either case, there is a phone available for your use. Yes. Good morning, Moore and Sons.
Ah, good morning. This is Major Andrew Barker. I have a slightly unusual request.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you have a record of my notes. Of some gravestones that your company repaired back in 1887 from Shelburgh.
1887. Oh my goodness, that would have been during my father's time. Oh, there might be some old records around, but a little busy right now. Can't really. Who did you say this was again, White? I'm sorry, Ed. I don't really have time to go digging through old records.
Oh, is there it's it would really help a lot. I would appreciate it a great deal. Is there any chance I could speak to your father?
My father passed away a few years ago.
Oh, very, very sorry to hear that.
Make a persuade roll, Major Barker.
One of my dice. Persuade. Ooh, I actually have a quite good persuade, and that is a success. Yes.
Oh, if you wanted to come here and take a look, I could probably let you look through the old records, but I don't really have time to do that myself.
Oh, well, that's most kind. Yes, I think I will take you up on that offer. I'll sort of tell him when I expect to be there.
Okay.
Okay.
He says, we're here in Maidstone.
Right. Bundle in the car.
Yep.
Anyone who wants to come.
Yep.
Better than baking.
Pile in the car with
I make sure to refill my flask before getting in the car. I'm sorry, but right now my character doesn't seem to be much more useful than just a drinking, like, designated drunk person.
Somebody's got to do it.
It's not even the Irish.
Okay, so everyone is driving to Maidstone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So as we said before, Maidstone is quite a ways away. It will take you pretty much all day to get there and back.
Perfect.
Okay. Would everyone make idea rolls?
Christ. That might be okay.
Success. Oh,
an odd three.
Cool. Yeah, I actually fail.
Okay.
Success.
As everyone is, except besides Major Barker, is on this long drive, it occurs to you that there have got to be stone carvers closer to Shelborough than these guys in Maidstone. There just have to be. There's no way that these are the only stone carvers, you know, the only stone carvers are half a day's drive away.
So there's some reason that this got sent so far away to be repaired.
Right.
Maybe
clearly these are the evil cultist stone carvers.
Clearly.
Sure. Yeah, or maybe they were trying to avoid gossip for some reason.
Well, maybe we can ask them if they get much work from Shelburne. We can look in the records.
Yeah.
Some bizarre local agreement.
Right. The cousin of the somebody.
And eventually you arrive. After a nice half day's drive through the country.
Oh, wow. Right. Go in and say we're here to see their records.
Yes, can I help you? Records. I'm sorry, who are you?
Major Barker and some friends.
Oh, Major Barker, yes. You're the one I spoke to on the phone this morning.
Yes, that's right. Would it be possible to look at your records for that period of time?
Sure. What year was it you were asking about?
1887.
Just a moment. He goes in the back. You can hear him shuffling about for a moment. And he comes out with a thick, what looks like a thick receipt book. Slaps it down on the counter. There you go, 1887.
Do you get much work from Shelborough?
From Shelborough? No, that's a long ways away. And he rattles off two or three stone carvers who would be much closer to Shelborough. They would get all the business from Shelborough. That's why would anyone from Shelborough come all the way here? Why did you come all the way here?
We were wondering.
Hopefully we'll find the answer in here, and I'll flip it open and start looking from the 18th of April onwards.
Okay.
Until I find something from Shelborough.
Okay. That's not going to be a problem. Everything is in very nice order. You find an order from Shelborough, specifically from St. Mary's, the church, dated July 23rd, 1887.
Okay. What does it say?
And the order is to repair four defaced gravestones.
Mm-hmm.
The order is... the name on the order is a Paul Frau Populi.
Paul Frau?
Frau Populi?
Brother?
These Polacks.
Okay.
Does anyone have Latin?
No.
Yes. 40%.
You can throw your Latin.
How about French? Could I get me close enough at half or something?
I roll 40 exactly.
Oh, nice.
Major Barker, with his Latin from grade school.
That's been more than that with a 40.
Recognize that the name, if you were to translate that into English, it would translate as fraudster.
I see what they did there.
I'll share that with the group.
The address given for Mr. Populi is Mercy Hill in Gloucestershire.
Gloucestershire.
Yep. Sorry.
So I'm just trying to understand why someone in Gloucestershire is repairing stones in Shelburgh in Maidstone. It's all
a lot of stones. A lot of stones.
And there is a note that the client supplied both drawings and photographs of the gravestones.
Were they the same as the originals?
Well, let's look at the photographs if we can.
Yeah, do they have those?
They are not in the receipt book.
So we'll ask Mr. Stonemason there.
Oh, yes. Yes, miss.
So, it is all very strange, but apparently this order from Shelburgh, which I understand you wouldn't have expected, also had some photographs and sketches, and we're really curious about these particular gravestones. Is there any chance you might have these filed away somewhere?
Before he answers, would everyone make an idea roll?
Okay. Fail.
Fail.
Pass.
Yeah, I pass.
Pass.
It occurs to you that photography was not really all that common in 1887.
Yeah.
And supplying photographs of gravestones to be repaired.
Big deal.
Yeah, is not, you know, a trivial thing.
Yeah.
That must have been kind of a big deal. Let me think. Where would those... those might be in one of the old cabinets. You're welcome to take a look.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it must have been quite something. Calling a photographer out and spending a day getting a picture of a gravestone just to get something repaired like that.
Seems like a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably would have been a lot of trouble.
What?
You know...
Maybe we could find the record of the photographers in the area from that time.
Well, maybe on the photograph, if we can find them.
I wonder... Huh.
Yeah.
He stops and he kind of thinks for a second. He looks at the receipt that you guys have been looking at. 1880s, July. Huh. You know, I wonder, that might have been right around the time... strange,
yes.
Strange.
Go on, please.
Oh, no, there was... I don't remember it that much, but I remember my father saying that they had some stones they were working on, and just that the... He said the workshop just felt strange while they were here.
That's probably these.
Does it...
strange Major, in what way?
Major Barker, does it list the names of the four defaced gravestones, who they were for?
That's what I was hoping would be written down. Is there anything like that? Any identifying?
Nope.
Miss... Oh, it was a miss, right?
No, it's a sir.
Oh, so, sir.
I'm the miss.
Oh, sir.
Your goggles.
Excuse me. Okay, I'm drunk in real life, too. I would like to ask, like, those strange happenings that you just mentioned, would there be anything to do with dreams by any chance?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just a young lad at the time. I don't really remember. I just remember my father saying that it was a strange. The shop felt strange when those stones were here. Anyway, if you wanted to look for the drawings and the photographs, they'd probably be in this cabinet here. And he indicates a cabinet.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Oh, God bless for your bookkeeping, sir.
Yes, you've never heard the old saying, like a stonemason's books? What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know. Too many things, and I sip my whiskey.
So as you dig through that cabinet, you are pretty easily able to come up with... four photographs.
Uh-huh.
And what's in the photographs there?
that look like that.
All right.
So all four are tombstones. Where are they? I'm going to find my copy of them. So I can actually read them.
Terrible images.
Yes, they are very dark in the book, too. That's not just bad scanning on my part. They are actually that dark. The first one is kind of a tall, attractive-looking thing. It's got a cross at the top, and it reads, the name is Philip Heller, died March 23rd, aged 52 years. The second one is kind of a squat, decorative sort of thing, which reads, in memory of Malcolm Downs, beloved son, husband, and father, born 1804, died 1872.
Huh. Did I take a rubbin of the plaque?
Probably not.
I just worked out what it is.
The third one reads, Simon Tremaine, February 16th, 1872, October 31st, 1909. I wonder if that's a typo in the book, actually. And the fourth one reads, Adrian Anderson, the beloved son of Mark and Denise Marsden, who departed this life July 21st, 1895, aged 22 years.
That's pretty old for the time. I'm going to pull out my journal and show everyone the plaque in the inscription on the plaque.
Okay.
And those names are in hidden in the text.
Ooh.
They're hidden in the text.
Consider the tale or never learn. She'll eradicate has Heller. The next line has Downs after Alfred Owens, etc., etc.
This is quite the mystery.
Yeah, and then Anderson is in the last one, Meanders. A-N-D-E-R-S. Mm-hmm. Oh, Meanders on, Anderson. Yeah.
So in 1887, the Davies worked out that these stones were related to the curse, and they obviously did something to them, but then they were repaired.
So,
by this fraudster.
The curse came back.
So did the backs of the photographs have any have anything on them?
No.
Okay.
Really? Oh. I guess somebody in town really wants to keep these tombstones intact.
Well, I guess that's something we could do then. Fun to go break some tombstones. But who is this fraudster person? Do you think we have any way of figuring that out? Or who they're related to?
So just a fake name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, but somebody would have had to actually come and pay, and somebody would have had to hire the photographs, the photographer. Somebody with some money.
But it was in 1887.
Well, that's only 50 years ago. Or less. Wait, 30... 45 years ago. There may be people who remember.
Remember.
Mm-hmm. So... Well, we'll obviously have to go and see if these stones are still in the graveyard.
Yeah.
Let's see them.
And then what do we do? Do we smash them to pieces?
I got a good idea of what to do with them.
You gonna drink them?
Touché, sir, touché.
Well, is Appledore Station on the way back to the town from Maidstone?
Maidstone is not on the same branch line.
Okay.
Then what about Gloucestershire?
Neither is Gloucestershire.
that's not. Does it? It doesn't have a. That's just like a village. So that's not. Does it actually have a house address?
No, just Mercy Hill, Gloucestershire.
So.
Oh, so Mercy Hill would be the town.
Yeah, or they're not going to be able to find a fake name in a.
In a fake town.
Yeah.
I mean, would Mercy Hill be the name of a house, or would it be a village or a town or something?
It'd be a village or a town. So.
Okay.
Mercy Hill. Mm. Sounds like a hell.
Well, I think we should destroy these gravestones tonight before we go to sleep and see if the nightmares come back, then well.
Then somebody can repair them.
Yeah.
We should also see if the repairs, I mean, I guess, is there anything weird on the gravestones other than the names here?
Do they have the wait? Do they have the beehive carving on them?
They do not.
Uh-huh.
Do hold on. What's 1846? It started, but this is what? What are the dates of the burials again?
1872. Can't quite read the others.
You mean these? What are the dates on these four gravestones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. One does not have a year. It just says March 23rd. 1872, 1895, and 1909.
When was this repair order?
Which I assume is. I'm guessing that the photo that has the 1909. I'm guessing that's one of the many editorial errors in the book.
Right.
I thought, wasn't 1887 was the repair, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So both the 1895 and the 1909
hadn't happened yet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I would not take that.
You would ignore the dates.
Yes. Okay. I would take that as a sign of editorial error.
And nobody plans that far in advance.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna ask the stonemason if there is basically a hardware store somewhere.
Sledgehammer store.
Yeah. Where would I buy a sledgehammer?
wait. No, we get explosives. Come on.
We're not blowing up Shelburne Graveyard.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yet, indeed.
He refers you to a hardware store just down the street.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are no fun, seriously.
This is what I think we should do. I think we should, when it gets dark, go out, remove those gravestones, take them back somewhere, and just smash them into pieces.
Okay. Sounds like a jolly good lark.
So you want to transport these?
Well, we don't need to transport them far. We're going to get a wheelbarrow as well.
Just out of the scene of the crime.
Have you, Major Barker, have you ever carried a gravestone?
No.
I have.
Well, we've... there's enough of us. We'll make light work of it. Anyway, we could smash them into pieces and then move them. It'd be easier.
Right. I don't think using a wheelbarrow in the middle of the night, pitch black, if we don't want to be seen, is too good of an idea. But I still believe blowing up is the best option.
Yeah, because that's completely
inconspicuous. That's
yes.
Yes. No one will know well, that.
Basically, we can make a very long fuse, set up the charges, blow the tombstones up from a very, very hefty distance, and then make a clean getaway.
And then make it rain. Body parts.
Do you actually have experience with explosives?
I have the same experience as explosives as you would, Major Barker.
Ah.
Right then. I'll stand by the gate while you guys do the do the heavy lifting and make sure no one shows up. I'm sure that'll be fine.
Who does not know how to use TNT nowadays? You just took the... Come on. You must have used it, sir.
It's just like a candle. You just have to light the...
No, but there's
light the wick, and what's the big deal?
I need a drink.
In the meantime,
we could pick up this hitchhiker on the road.
So, are you guys headed back to Shelburne?
Yeah, let's just because we'll go to a hardware store and we'll pick up, let's say, a wheelbarrow.
Some shovels, some
sledgehammers, some torches.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, no problem. As you guys are coming, you know, you make the long drive back into Shelbra, you get back into town, you get back to the village, and let's say around 7:30, 8 o'clock. As you pass the train station... you notice a rather lost-looking fellow standing with his suitcase, kind of looking around.
Which station is this?
Shelbra.
Shelbra, okay.
Well, you wanted to have a look around Shelbra anyway, should we? I'll park the car up and let...
He's got kind of a hangdog, sad puppy look about him, like he doesn't quite know where he's supposed to be going.
Oh, he must be one of the wedding guests. I mean, who else would show up in this town if
right.
not for the wedding?
Doesn't look
excuse
like
excuse me, sir.
And there's a strange golden pea above his head, slowly spinning.
Sir,
does he look German?
Yes, he does.
Don't talk to him.
He does look vaguely German.
Thank you for stopping. I'm going to a wedding.
Oh Jesus!
And seems like I missed the train and I was supposed to pick up here in the. I'm sorry, I'm kind of lost.
By excuse me, sir, what's your name?
Yes, that is very important. What's your name?
I'm Mr. Creek. Sebastian Creek.
Was I given this name originally?
Yes, you were given this name. Sebastian is as a friend of Isaac's.
Yes, you were supposed to meet me several days ago in King's Cross.
Oh, yeah, well, I... Was it you?
Major
Are
Bob.
You the mayor? Oh, I'm so glad to see you, Mayor. Well, I lost the train. I was there.
Does Sebastian look strong? If I were to rate his strength on a scale between 3 and 18.
3 and 18.
Sebastian is 13 strong.
But more importantly, does he look rich?
Well, I've been waiting for quite a while, so.
Mr. Sebastian is, why were you late?
I missed the train, because I'm new to this town.
I am also new to this town, but I didn't miss the train.
Sebastian, I think you would have been better off not coming, but now that you're here, we're having a little party this evening. Perhaps you'll join us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to the car. It is cold outside.
Oh.
This car is very spacious.
It's a nice sunny June day.
Sorry, real quick, before I forget. Randall.
Yes?
Roll a d10 and give yourself that many points in Cthulhu Mythos.
Okay. Got it. 4 points.
Yeah. Mr. Krieg has had some encounter or experience with something Mythos related in the past.
Oh, then he'll be more than happy to go and deface a graveyard in the middle of the night.
Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you. Let's go break down some gravestones.
while we're driving back, we'll give him the abbreviated Cliff Notes version of what we've just spent the last few days doing.
If he seems to be uncomfortable
with the idea of defacing graveyards, then we'll chuck him out.
Then he can go bake.
He can walk, yeah.
He can go bake and make decorations.
I will get the luggage in the top of the car and you know, squeeze in
the back. Just mind the sledgehammers there, please.
Okay. They're in the boots, all right.
Too many people in this car.
They can fit in more. So you're from Germany?
No. My parents came here, but I'm from Boston.
Oh. You don't sound like you're from Boston.
Are you from Boston?
I am not from Boston. I'm from Wisconsin, my friend.
So how the hell do you know, sir? It's a joke. It's a joke.
Doesn't he sound German?
No.
No, he sounds Bostonian.
Yeah. Oh, right. Sorry. I heard something about German.
He just has a German-sounding name.
Yeah.
All right. So are you from German
descent? It's just as bad, you see, but...
Are you from German descent?
Yeah. My parents came to the U.S. some time ago, so... But I was born here. Born and raised in Boston.
Yeah.
And you come out here just for the wedding.
We're not in the U.S. anymore, so...
Yeah, we're in England. Well, I was born there. Born and raised in Boston.
Yes, you say that.
American, Germans, Irish. Do I know where Professor Cromworth is from? I even know what he's a professor of?
Somebody does.
I would.
Oh, God.
Miss Brown, you know what's up with him.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So, what are we doing here? We having a few drinks before the party, or?
I'm already in the party.
Oh, nice.
She's more of a slight person.
I pass on the flask. Yes, you wanna join?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. We're waiting forever here.
It's not as good as this stuff I can make back home, but you know.
It's been a while. I haven't drank in a while, actually.
Well, you're gonna do a lot of that with me, sir.
To answer Major Barker's question, you know that Professor Cromworth is actually English.
Oh, but lives in the States?
No, Professor Cromworth, the sick fellow.
Right, I thought he came over to England and hired me because he'd just come over.
Oh, you're right, yes. You know, sorry. He's American, but he is working at at Cambridge.
Okay.
So that might help a little bit. Sorry, please continue.
So where are we going? Mr. Krieg, it is?
Yes.
You must be tired. Why don't we head on back into town and we can drop off your stuff at the house?
Okay.
Krieg.
I don't know if we should go by the house before we're ready to help out.
Bake and cook and clean?
Mm-hmm.
So many people died because of Krieg.
I'm just wondering how, and I'll wonder this out loud, how we're going to approach this. Should we try and get a few more villagers on our side? Should we try and claim that we've figured out what's going on? I mean, if we do start breaking things down in the graveyards, we might get some suspicious questions from the authorities.
What authority? That drunk constable down at the pub?
Well,
he didn't even come out to the... he wasn't even willing to come out and look for us at the marsh.
We could blame the RIA for the bombings if we did blow them up. I'm just saying.
Crazy party, yeah?
And Mr. McTavish will give you a big glare when you say that. Well, do we want to maybe... I don't know. Does the priest live in his own house away from the graveyard and church, or...
Yeah, how isolated is it at night?
Yeah.
You would be willing to believe that as long as you were, you know, reasonably cautious and quiet and did not use things like explosives, you know, in the dead of night, you could probably get away with, you know, having your way with the gravestones and not waking anyone.
Oh, you're sick.
Okay.
So maybe we have a few people on lookout, and well, the more how can I say? Yes, of us can do the real work. Major Barker has a strength of 17, so, and he has a size of 16, so he's just kind of towering over most people.
Yeah, Henrietta will happily keep guard. keep
as, watch. As will Mr. McTavish with his 7 strength.
Oh, we should arm wrestle sometime.
No, I would defer to you, m'lady.
Okay, so Major Barker, Mr. Bruce, and Mr. Krieger, I take it, are up for a bit of...
Grave robbing? No.
Yes. Nocturnal activities?
I guess I am. I had to do all of that back in the day, in the no man's land.
Yeah, how are you at remaining undetected?
I am pretty decent at it.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Do you want to know specifics?
No.
This is a joke, right?
No. This is tradition before an English wedding, so just...
Oh, yes, quite. A country wedding only.
It's the something old.
Right.
This is why everybody migrated to the U.S.
Well, Vernon told me they didn't want to come to England, but I didn't know it was the reason for their decision. But I don't know. I don't feel... I barely know you. Hopefully my leg, hey. Right? This is a joke.
Hey, yes, this is crazy. I just met you and we're grave robbing.
Mr. Krieg, why don't you hang out with me? We'll watch while they have their little joke, their little lark in the park.
And actually, Mr. Krieg, how do you know Abby and Isaac?
That's a good question.
Friend of Isaac's, I think, right?
How old is Mr. Krieg?
26.
Childhood friends with Isaac.
Wow, that was fast.
Yes, that's right.
You almost got killed for being a spy or whatever is happening here, but you know, just saying.
Well, we were friends when we were kids. It's been a while, but we kept in touch. You know, we sent letters to each other each year, and we tried to see each other at least once.
That's a very committed relationship.
Yes. Well, they're not going to have a wedding at all if we don't do what we need to do, so...
Very well. So, lookouts to our post.
Yes. Shall we... I mean, we're going to have to wait until the dead of night. So, if we stash our equipment somewhere, maybe a convenient garden shed or something, and then we'll have dinner and be sociable with the happy couple, and then make our way up to bed, and then make our way back down.
Oh, fun.
Are these still a happy couple?
Maybe not for long. That's probably where we need to...
I mean, they just woke up in the middle of the night with all the guests screaming. I'm just saying, this is not...
Well, but
they were
screaming too. We didn't exclude them. They have each other to comfort themselves.
That sounds wrong.
I suddenly stop talking and start looking around to the people in my car.
As Brown said, they need to get working on some premarital activities.
Yeah, perhaps you could talk to your buddy Isaac there and suggest a way to stop these dreams.
So what is there to do in Boston? I always heard things, and I never went there.
Well, to alleviate my nerves, I will start, talking about the different things that you can do in Boston while you are around. Because honestly, I've never been in Boston.
Talking about Harvard Yard.
Yeah, I haven't been in Boston for probably 35 years, so I can't help you either.
So, do you like baseball?
No, not a big fan of sports. Do you? I'll take another drink from the flask.
Well,
I just imagine Frank's character with Mr. Harrow with like a holster just with a bottle in it.
You have by now arrived back at the house.
Oh, good.
Isaac comes out and greets Sebastian. Oh, I'm so glad you finally made it.
Yeah, sorry I missed the train, but this is your uncle?
This is Abby's uncle, Major Barker.
Oh, well, he picked me up, and I give him a hug and get the luggage out of the car. And,
Abby comes out, and he introduces you to Abby.
Okay. I shake hands and wish her the best, for the whole life with one of my best friends, and that I know is going to be a life full of happiness and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, thank you so much, Sebastian. Please, come in, everyone. Dinner's just about ready. Oh, I really wish that you would help with some of the wedding prep. There's still so much baking that needs to be done, and...
Well, yeah, your uncle...
She looks nervous.
Your uncle has some plans for me. Look at him.
Yes, Abby, there's much more that needs to be done except for bacon. Don't worry, everything will be fine.
Oh, if you say so, Uncle Andy.
Everything will be just fine.
What, Abby, where's the whiskey?
she sets a bottle on the table.
Fantastic.
Serves dinner. Take it. Dinner passes.
What's the dinner?
Some overcooked beef.
Oh, that's
eat that a lot.
Delicious.
and a pudding of some description.
Generic pudding.
I think to myself that I've eaten better rats in the trenches.
I'll spend an hour or two after dinner with Abby doing whatever appropriate things she wants done. I'm not sure how good I'll be, but
okay.
Can certainly whip eggs or something.
Make a cooking roll, Miss Brown.
All right. I'm afraid I'll burn something. But...
Oh, so four. Barely.
Apparently I've invented souffle.
Oh, you passed?
Oh, 04.
Oh, nice. Tick that skill.
I don't know what my base is, but is that craft?
Yes.
Craft cooking? Yes, I learned a lot, apparently.
Yep, you can tick your cooking skill. That'll come in handy later, I'm sure.
Excellent. Consider it ticked.
So unless someone has something specific they want to do, the evening passes, in conversation and cooking.
Heavy drinking.
And some drinking. Isaac and Abby eventually retire to bed.
Does Abby talk at all about anything more specific on her dreams if I push her at all?
She specifically tries to avoid the topic.
Okay. I will let her.
I think Mr. McTavish will just hang out downstairs and not try and have to sneak his way out of the house and not make sound later.
So Abby and Isaac have gone to bed, though.
Yes.
So we can just congregate in the parlor for a game of cards, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap up nice and warm and make my way down.
I put on, well, I already had it on, but I take my my trusty trench coat.
Yeah, do you ever take that thing off?
No, I don't. I never take that thing off. And I'm going to actually take a couple more guns than I normally do. I'm going to take one of my rifles with me.
Oh, dear.
Hey, you never know.
I will, you know, before we leave, I'll talk to the mayor and kind of ask him what's going on, why does, you know, why do we need to go to a cemetery and...
Mr. Krieger,
Did you get a chance to listen to the first session, Randall?
Yeah.
I did listen to half of it, okay. But I mean, I don't have to know right now.
I will tell him about the nightmares and the investigation we've done, and I will try my best to persuade him of my belief in this phenomena and that what we're doing is necessary.
Well, I got some. You know, previous Cthulhu mythos as the rest of us, so it's gonna be good enough for me to kind of at least be curious about how real can this be, and you know, play along, whatever is best for Isaac, Mayor.
Well, yes, I just have Abby's best interests in mind here, so.
Oh, what a coincidence. I just have my best interests in mind.
I have just the minimal amount.
Huh. Of interest?
Yes. As long as I'm probably, like, unsober, then I will help. I gotta die of something.
Yeah, maybe around 10:30 or 11, we head out.
Mm-hmm. Or 12.
Okay. I just really hope that this doesn't turn out to be...
When everyone else is at home in bed, so I'm not going to do it before chucking out time at the pub.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that would be... You know, if you're gonna wait for when you would guess that the pub is emptied out, you know, it's going to be 1 in the morning.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
Good call.
Wait until about then, and then I guess we'll pack up our stuff and head on out.
Okay. You make your way to the graveyard.
So is this a traditional thing with a fence around it and so forth, and a gate? And
just a small fence, you know, it's not a security fence. It's just
right, just a cast iron. Yeah.
A kissing gate, and, you know, it's the cemetery is, you know, is reasonably well tended. You know, it's obviously very old, but, you know, it's not completely overgrown. It's, you know, fairly decent.
All right, well, I will find a bush near the gate to hide myself in.
Okay. We'll have a prearranged system of whistles in case bird calls
explosions.
And now, is there only the one entrance to the graveyard?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll try and find
all four of those gravestones.
Yeah.
I guess we could fan out and try and find them all. Straight away.
Yeah.
Okay. You have torches, and with some searching, you're able to find The four gravestones that you saw in the photographs.
Would they bear any relation to each other spatially?
Make an idea roll.
In the meantime, I've been drinking with Mr. Harrow, drinking from his flask and listening to his war stories.
The flask turned into a bottle like during dinner time. So
even better.
That's a pass.
No.
Let's find the one that looks like it's the lightest and easiest and try and move it.
Okay. So you have shovels and sledgehammers and this sort of thing. And so who is doing this? Major Barker?
Sure.
Mr. Harrow and Mr. Krieg?
Mm-hmm. I'm shoveling? I guess I am.
I'll supervise.
Oh. Oh my lord. Make me a sandwich.
Can I have a party luck roll, please?
Who has the lowest? Is that from everyone involved or just the people digging?
No, that's from everyone.
45.
Wow.
Nice. Is that 50. Me?
Yeah, I think that's going like to be me. Mr. Krieg.
Yeah. Shouldn't have picked him up.
Here we go. 94.
Oh. Wow.
Well rolled. Fail. Well rolled.
It wasn't a botch.
Miss Brown, would you make a spot hidden roll, please?
Absolutely. That is a pass.
As you can hear from in that group, from in the graveyard, the men are starting to set to work, and you see someone walking down the street.
Okay, I will make our prearranged hoot so they will be quiet.
What is he doing? What's that sound?
It's the hoot.
Be quiet. The signal.
Torches off, so just torches off and stop moving. And
torches off? It's not that easy.
Flashlights.
Off. Yeah, flashlights.
Yeah.
Electric torches.
Yes.
Indeed. We are in England, Mr. Harrow.
Yes, we are.
Miss Brown.
Yes.
Would you make a hide roll, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. Just a fail, not a botch.
The man walking up the street comes up closer.
Okay.
And you recognize him as being Sergeant Egglestone.
Oh, all right. I will wander out into the street there.
Miss, what are you doing out here at this time of night?
Sergeant, how are you doing this evening?
He looks like he's been at the pub.
Yes. Just headed home, are you then?
Oh, just taking a walk around the village to make sure everything is okay.
It is lovely here at night. I was doing the same thing. I couldn't sleep.
Fast talk roll.
Okay.
I have a... Do we see this at all?
That's a pass.
The rest of you can make spot hidden rolls.
Okay. Pass.
Fail.
Yeah, you can see that Miss Barker is, you know, talking to someone.
Okay. I pull out my rifle to see exactly who it is. I got a scope. Okay.
Oh, right.
I'm not saying that I'm going to shoot him in the head. I'm just saying
that you're going to aim.
And if you see him, he's going to see a rifle. Excellent. But anyway, yeah.
It's in the middle of the night.
I'm just going to gesture to keep down and
continue to chat him up.
Well, miss, hope you're enjoying our little village here, and have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too. Yes, it's all quite lovely here.
And he continues on his way.
Okay, after a few minutes, I will I'll give the all-clear hoot.
That man just survived.
I will, get closer to the mayor.
I just have to say this real quick, completely out of game, just because I like complaining about this thing. So Sergeant Egglestone, right? You know, he's the local policeman. You know, small English village. You know, kind of an older gentleman, large, ruddy faced, weather beaten, a little rotund. You know, kind of jovial.
Okay.
Right. So that should put a certain picture in your mind of what he looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So he has a bust in the book, as most of the characters do. And in the bust, if you look at it, we have a slender fellow. Hair is done high and tight, wearing the uniform of a United States Army Brigadier General.
Wow. It was a Friday, I think.
At least he's getting a uniform.
Yeah. Well, he does spend a lot of time at the pub. Maybe he puts the wrong clothing on.
he starts wandering away. You hear the all clear hoot.
Yeah, but I get closer to the mayor. Mayor, we're not killing anyone, right?
No, we're not.
It's not about killing.
Not right now.
These are lumps of granite, I'm assuming.
you guys set back to work?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, with the three of you working together, and Mr. McTavish cheerleading, you are able to upend the gravestone and dig it out.
Okay. That was one, I take it.
Yep. On to number two.
Yeah. If possible, would just maybe carry them out into some woods nearby or something like that, just somewhere a bit out of sight where we can smash them to pieces.
Okay.
In the marshes.
Yeah.
Outside the perimeter of the graveyard.
Yeah, certainly outside of the church, yeah.
Okay. With a couple hours' work, you are able to do that for all four of them.
And sort of smash them into lots of pieces such that they're not going to be repaired anytime soon.
Yes.
Excellent.
The smashing does take a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, it's not dawn, but you can feel dawn coming not too far away by the time y'all are done.
Sneak back to bed.
Yeah, get back into the house and
have a lie-in tomorrow.
Okay.
Hopefully, if we all have nightmares. Sorry, guys.
Well, not going to sleep is a good way to prevent nightmares.
That's how they've done it back in the day of Freddy.
Okay, so Saturday morning dawns clear and warm and another beautiful day.
Excellent.
That's the 8th.
No, yeah. Nightmares then.
7, 8.
It is the 8th.
Yeah, Saturday the 8th.
What do you gentlemen...
The wedding is on the 11th.
That is correct.
What do you gentlemen think about investigating some of those other stone workers around here to see if they carved those beehive symbols?
I'd like to see if there's any more information we can get out from the beekeeper.
I want to talk to Abby and Isaac when they wake up in the morning. And ask them, so, did you have a good night's sleep last night?
Oh, yes, slept quite comfortably. Very wonderful.
Excellent. An improvement on the previous few nights?
Oh, very much so, very much so. I'm just there's a lot to be done, but, you know, Henrietta was helping last night, so, you know, I'm sure that's calmed my nerves, and I'm sure Henrietta will help me with more baking today, and we'll make some decorations, and you gentlemen can, you know, move the furniture, and she has this whole plan for you guys to do over the next couple of days.
I thought we were guests.
Indentured guests.
I'll do a sort of, you know, cursory amount of moving stuff around, and then...
Yeah. I think if we all... help out in the morning for a couple hours, we should probably be able to get a good amount done and appease her need for things to be in motion.
Okay, she is very appreciative of all the help.
Excellent.
Very well.
Well,
Miss Brown, you wanted to go check out the honey, the hives?
Well, that business also started in the same time as everything else. I'm just wondering if it's in a location where something's happening, or...
Yes, maybe we could have a look around the house and or
the grounds.
The lady seemed quite friendly when we were there before, so I wouldn't mind going to check that out.
Okay.
You do so. She is there. She allows you to.
So, can we get a tour of the beehives and so forth?
She is happy to do so. And there are beehives.
Okay. And it's just in a clearing or something?
Yep.
And does it all look sort of old, or is this sort of recent? Has she done changes recently, or...?
She says she's done a little work on it, but not too much. You know, mostly just cleaning things up. She is, you know, rather aged herself, so...
Say, and the house is original as well? Or...
Yes. This is pretty much how I got it.
Didn't you do any repairs on it?
There wasn't much that needed to be done. Just a few patches here and there that I had some of the boys from town do. And
Who did it?
She gives the name of a few people, just some guys in town.
Is this just a one-story house?
Yeah.
Anybody that sounds familiar from all the stuff that we've been looking at?
Nope.
Okay.
And is there a basement to the house?
No.
Mm-hmm.
What was the whole story of the origin of this place again?
Just a moment.
So some single woman, she bought it from a single woman who had
purchased that before from a single woman.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of widows that had lived here.
A bunch of widows starting in 1846.
Correct.
Okay, so this is basically the Wicker Man.
The only additional detail that you missed in there is that, in at least when the Mrs. Artley was the current occupant, it was empty when she got it.
The house. Oh, that's right. So the business had been out of business. And when did she get it?
She got
three years ago, I think she said.
Just recently, yeah.
I think it was 3 years ago, she said. She'd only owned it for about three.
Yeah.
1926. And how long does she know? She didn't know how long it had been empty for, right?
Nope.
She just had purchased it. Well, maybe we could find the record of that.
That's true.
I'm going to ask her if she knows what the why there are beehive marks engraved on local gravestones.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps they just liked the honey.
Mormons, obviously.
Is there any sort of local legends or history surrounding it? Or?
No, not that I'm aware of. Just good Shelburne honey.
Okay.
And where are there... do you maintain any fields or anything, or is it all just wildflower?
Oh, it's all just wildflowers.
Well, I'll thank her and buy a pot of honey and carry on.
Okay.
Yep.
Head out.
Okay. In the interest of moving things forward, so the next couple days, so the rest of Saturday, Sunday and Monday, you know, more preparations are made. You know, you guys are able to, you know, wander around and talk to people and ask about the beehive carvings and that sort of thing. But you don't, you know, no one gives you any more information. You're not able to find or get any more information than you already have.
And are there no more nightmares?
And there are no more nightmares.
So we're feeling pretty good.
The day.
Go ahead. during those couple days, I was going to say, is it possible to research those four people whose gravestones we removed?
Yes. Hang on just a moment.
Son of Bees goes here.
What are we missing?
So, yeah, is everyone else as frustrated?
I mean, there's the marsh. And there's these... there is that tree. So there's the tree that tried to eat me or something. I ran into a tree or something very strange happened.
I thought that was Abby. She got freaked out about a tree.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. She got freaked out about a tree and then, like, ran herself into it.
Yeah.
I guess that's understandable, because she's been having nightmares about trees, so...
Right.
Yeah, but normally when you have nightmares about trees eating you, you're not, like, running into their jaws.
That's what was weird, yeah. It was as if the tree was trying to bring her in or something, or she thought the tree wanted to bring her in, or... Maybe she just couldn't tell what she was doing and just ran randomly and happened to hit a tree.
Yeah. I don't know. Very strange. I wonder if maybe, thinking if they, you know, who hired the stone cutters to put those beehive symbols on all the gravestones. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could have all been ordered by one person or multiple people. I don't know.
It's possible, lead. Any other bee stuff? So there's the bee, the honeymaker, the bees on the gravestones. Has there been anything else bee-like?
No. And the only other thing I could see, other than the plaque coming in at 1880, was that other train station was built. I don't know, maybe someone moved in. Or maybe there's another plaque at the Appledore station. I don't know. It might be.
I mean, I'm wondering if something was destroyed by the train station, you know, but it would have been the curse started, we think, in 1847, right?
1846.
46.
And then we also found information about the wedding in 1846. That one and the Davis wedding were the only two that were successful weddings. But that people also got lost before the wedding.
Okay, so somehow they managed to make a little sacrifice and have the wedding happen, or who knows?
Yeah.
Which, the 1887 one?
1846 and 1887. The Davises was 1887. That was the last successful one in Shelboro.
But then they
lost.
They were the ones who worked out what happened and did something to the gravestones, but obviously they didn't destroy them.
Right.
Well, exactly. They destroyed them and then they got repaired, right?
Well, they were defaced. They weren't destroyed.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
So,
And now here's
maybe that's why they still lost the people.
So something interesting, maybe the photograph would have been taken before the defacing. So somebody had sort of planned.
The photographs just.
I think the photograph was. Wasn't it? Wouldn't have been after the defacing.
No, because the photographs were. Here's what I want you to repair them to.
Okay. Gotcha. So
somebody knew ahead of time to take photographs before. Before they were defaced, somebody was somehow. I don't know.
But it said there were photographs and drawings.
And sketches, drawings, yeah.
So maybe the photographs were of how they are now and the drawings were just what they should be.
Maybe. We could ask.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
The photographs don't look defaced.
No.
No, the photographs and the drawings were, this is what they should look like.
Okay, so somebody took photographs ahead of time.
This is what they were. They've been defaced. Please restore them to this.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So we should see if we could. We could ask. We should definitely. If somebody knows who had a camera, who was doing photography 50 years ago in the village.
Maybe there's a record of it in the church records.
Well, somebody might just remember. You know, if there was only one person with a camera.
Right.
Way back when.
Nobody has any idea.
Okay. Not really.
They don't remember.
Never seen a camera.
Nope.
So. Right. Okay. Where are we then?
So, like I say, over the next couple of days, there's more wedding preparations. All your sorts of questions about beehive carvings and photographers and sort of that, and nobody really has any more information than you already have.
And the four dead people, nothing more on them.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, the four names.
The four names.
Yeah.
What did you want to do about them?
Well, I just wanted to see if there was any information on who they were.
Okay. So where would you look for that?
I guess in the parish records.
Okay.
And talking to people too.
Yep.
Yeah. See if they remember them.
Okay. So once again, of course. Reverend Peterson, is more than happy to let you search through the records. You can make some library use rolls.
Oh, it's a pass by three.
That can be useful here. Let me check.
The major botches.
Oops, spilled my coffee.
I pass. How many, Jim?
How many? Yeah.
Just one.
Okay, I pass.
Okay. Searching through the parish records, you are specifically not able to, and you are convinced that they do not exist, find any burial records with those four names.
So they were just completely fake. There's probably nothing buried in the graves, or...
Or something.
Ooh. Somebody else, or something
strange else. Buried in the.
Yes.
Well, should I don't know.
We dig them
should
up.
Should we bring that up to the priest and then tell him that we could maybe investigate it?
Well, wait a second.
Wait. Yeah. There's four gravestones that aren't there anymore.
Alerting the priest to this. I'm assuming he probably hasn't even noticed. Has anyone sort of mentioned gravestones going missing or? I don't think we should necessarily draw attention to it.
Yeah.
No, you haven't heard any reference to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because they're not real people, so no one would be looking for them.
And has anyone showed up in town in the past 4 days other than us?
Nope.
Well, maybe we can look for born certificates.
No, okay. I think when people. I looked for those names, we didn't find any record of them. At all.
The names are probably just fake, like this father.
Right.
So we can't find their birth records either?
We can't find any records of them at all.
Well, I don't know.
In this town, right?
No.
Sorry, yeah, I will expand that to say that you were not able to find any reference to anything in the parish records with those four names.
Okay. Wow. And would there be a... Hacks records in I mean, they could have been not members of the church, for example. I don't know how they would have gotten buried, but is there a town seat or a county seat that might have tax records that we can look at?
There is.
So I would like to do that as well, see if we can find anything about them.
Okay. Make a persuade roll.
All right. Oh,
08. Strangely enough, the tax registrar does allow you to look through the county tax records.
That is
records.
What I do. You know, that is my thing.
There's probably some flirting that has gone on, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Make a library use roll.
Ooh, not so good on those. Oh, 11. I pass.
Yeah, you don't find any tax records. You don't find any county records for those four names at all.
Okay. Now I'm convinced they're fake. Fake people, fake gravestones, and then this fraudster guy who repaired them.
And
this is long dead.
And all their names showing up in the plaque.
In the plaque, yeah. And that was before... Oh, we should see. I wonder if there's any way to get rid of that plaque. Or get behind that plaque. Let's go look at that plaque again.
Okay.
How it's up? It's up on the church
wall, right?
Yeah. What are you trying to do?
I'm just wondering if it appears to be removable in any way.
Oh.
Any easy
how
way.
Is it attached?
Hmm. Yeah.
It would. You would guess that it might be removable with hammers and chisels.
Okay, so it's not designed to be removed.
No.
Okay, I will not remove it then. At least not at this point in time.
Hmm.
All right, we're running low.
We could investigate the local stone carvers and see if who commissioned them to put all those the beehive symbols on the... On the tombstones.
Oh, we can dig the actual...
Yeah, or we can dig up the four plots. Yeah. But I'm assuming we don't want to do that in broad daylight.
No.
We're sort of filling in these 3 days or 4 days or whatever, I think.
Right.
Let's try like the nearest monumental mason and... see if they know the origin of the
beehive symbols.
I suppose they've stopped doing the beehive symbols now, but let's just go and have a quick chat with them.
Are there any other gravestones that have those symbols on them?
There was a good amount, but they were all dated between 1846 and 1880.
Okay.
Just see if they know anything about the local history and is there a connection with the honey industry? Is the honey farm the biggest industry in Shelburgh? Is that what this is?
No,
what
it's
do other
not.
People do?
They do whatever people who live in a remote British village do for a living. I don't know.
In Britain,
that's really detective.
We don't talk about that in public. So okay. Yeah,
a lot of cousins.
Find the nearest mason and just ask them a few questions about that.
He has no idea.
Wonderful.
He's seen them. It was just a. He thinks it was just a fad.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
ready for something big and bad to happen.
So, digging up the graves.
Oh.
I'm up for that.
Are you guys seriously going to go dig up the graves?
I'm not.
Yeah. I'm going to dig up.
No, graves. Yes, right? But maybe.
I'm gonna say let's see how the wedding goes first.
There's been no more nightmares, so things are looking good.
Well, okay. Do we really want to get into that situation where?
we're gonna walk into our deaths just because things have been okay lately.
Because we refused to dig up some gravestones.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, they're already dead. They shouldn't mind.
No, they don't even exist.
There's probably
there you go. Then what's the problem?
The police. This would be very hard to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna. The major's not gonna take part in that.
We should do at least one.
Mr. Harrow and Mr. Krieg going for the grave robbery.
Mr. Krieger didn't even want to do anything the other day. Now he wants to. Oh dear, we've started something.
I'm sold
to this idea.
How I see it is that we might be seriously walking into our deaths here, and we should be covering all our bases.
Okay, fair enough. So the two of you sneak off one night, and you dig up one of the areas where you took a gravestone from.
Okay.
And as you dig down, it takes you a good couple hours between the two of you working. You dig down far enough that you would expect that. This is where they should be, and you find nothing.
Okay.
So completely fake.
So maybe the words on the gravestones, or the names, are somehow an enchantment, or a... Because we've already seen one instance of wordplay, and what better place to record a bunch of words? Do any of you know about codes? You've been in the army.
Yes, I have. Major Barker would know more about codes.
Do you think it's possible that there's some message that has been encoded in in those four gravestones?
It could, might as well be. It could be a play of words.
It'd be impossible to know without a code book, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. Can you figure these things out? Well,
Maybe
the plaque is the code book?
No, the plaque is the guide to which gravestones. I think something, the gravestones were just vessels for something.
That's a very specific word.
They were just,
Okay, whatever it is, I believe that we need to take some precautions in the wedding.
So that means you're going to have a drink?
I will wear my full dress uniform with a saber.
Of course.
And I'll keep my pistol on my person.
Since I will be... Is there etiquette at this wedding?
Yes. Don't shoot anyone. Don't be drunk before everyone else is.
Oh, you're such a patronizing major. I would have thrown a grenade at your feet any day. In all seriousness, I would like to get some stuff ready in the church. Maybe some weapons, just in case. Like, this is my rationale about the thing. Like, my character is a soldier. He just saw himself dying in a church because of some stuff. He's gonna want to, take some precautions. At least that's how I see it.
Okay.
Well, I will, get ready for the wedding then, and I get a small pistol that I carry around, so I'll take it with me.
Okay.
Excellent. You can shoot some trees.
Yep. You guys are welcome to have your pistols, hidden on you. And you're not going to really be able to bring anything bigger than that, though.
I have conceal.
Forget about the rifle.
I have a funny limp today. I can't bend my leg.
I guess we all prepare and off to the wedding.
Okay, can I carry some like like a full bottle of whiskey.
Yes.
Okay.
You can have a bottle of whiskey with you. Not a problem there.
I think it would people would probably comment if you didn't have one at this stage, just because.
Yeah, I will ask the mayor to, you know, to have a place with access ready, just in case.
And I'm also carrying around a lighter.
Okay.
It's strong whiskey.
Right.
So the day of the wedding comes. You know, people are, the, you know, Abby and Isaac are kind of busying themselves getting ready. Some of the women from the village show up to help Abby get dressed and that sort of thing. It's a, you know, early afternoon wedding, so you all kind of, you know, get dressed in your nice formal dress, and the major looks dashing in his uniform. And you make your way to the church, and, you know, people from the village and some people from the surrounding village, and, you know, this is kind of a big to-do. File their way into the church, and, you know, everyone sit down, and it's pretty full.
Yeah, well, people will do for free food.
Is there much discussion about this being the first wedding in decades?
I think people probably look nervous and excited.
Yeah, there's some excitement. You know, yay, finally we get a wedding. Yeah, that's kind of why so many people, so many locals, and, you know, some of the other surrounding villages have shown up for this, because it is something of an event.
They want to come and see it all go wrong.
Is there like a sign-in book for the guests that are coming into the church or the wedding?
Sure.
Okay.
There is.
Interesting.
Looking for old Frau Polaris.
Yeah.
You do not find that name written anywhere.
Okay.
In the sign-in book. The ceremony starts. Reverend Peterson is, you know, doing his thing. And I apologize, because I am not that familiar with the Anglican wedding ceremony. but it's all, you know, it's all very nice. Do you take so forth and so on?
Dearly beloved.
When suddenly,
oh, God.
From the back of the church, so behind you, you hear people start to scream.
Guns come out.
We'll turn around.
I'll look before I pull out a weapon.
As you turn around, or stand up and turn around, you can all make sanity rolls.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, my.
Oh,
pass. Jesus. Oh, thank God for that one.
Fail.
A 60, which is a pass.
Okay. Those of you who passed lose nothing. Those of you who fail may lose a d6.
Oof.
Fighting. Oh, three.
Ah, five.
That's what we're talking about.
Mr. Krieg may make an idea roll. Or, sorry, a no roll.
Okay. No roll, I pass.
Okay. Roll a d10 for me.
Ten.
Mr. Krieg, so you see Mr. Krieg faint.
Oh, that's cute.
And so you can keep track of this, Randall. You will be fainted for 10 rounds.
Okay.
As coming out of the door to, you know that this is in the back of the church, is the door to the stairs leading up to the tower, you see two tall, slender, kind of grayish, they look like, more than anything else, they look like gray tree trunks. They are, you know, not quite the size, they are not quite the height of an average man. But they each have these six kind of long, they look like leafy tentacles coming out from the body, with a large, very sharp-toothed mouth at the top. And you can see a couple of these tentacles, you know, reach out and grab some of the people at the very back, and pull them into the mouths.
Can I shoot one?
People are screaming and starting to run, and I need everyone's dexes, please.
Okay, minus 18.
Ooh.
Wow. Mr. Krieg, not that you're going to be doing anything for a while, but what's your dex?
Dex is going to be 9.
Professor Cromworth, we don't care about. Major Barker?
11.
Miss Brown?
9.
And Mr. McTavish, did I see 12 pop up there?
Yeah, okay. 12.
Okay, they have, let me see here. Okay, sorry, let me get my note. X1, X2. Okay, Mr. Harrow.
Yes.
What would you like to do, sir?
Okay, are they already are those people already dying?
They are well stuffed into the mouth.
Okay, so it will be safe to assume that those people are gone. Right?
It looks like the beings have just swallowed them whole.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm basically gonna throw the bottle at them.
Okay.
And a lighter's gonna come after it.
Okay. You can throw the bottle this round. Make a throw roll.
Okay. Throw was like normal throw?
Yeah.
Base 25?
Yep.
Okay. I think I got more. Let me... My god, this PDF... Yours is weird. Okay. And I roll. And I get a 20.
Okay. The bottle impacts on one of them, splashing it with whiskey.
Yay! Aww.
Now follows the lighter.
Licks its lips and says, a chaser.
the two beings reach out and they each grab, and they each start smacking around some of the people in the back. Mr. McTavish.
Well, since I don't have any weapons... How about I pick up a Bible and throw it at one of them?
Okay.
Yeah, some wicker.
Make a throw roll.
Some wicker. My God.
That is a fail with an 85.
The Bible goes flying off into the side of the church. Major Barker.
I'm going to use my. How far away are they?
Oh, we will say that you guys. They're probably half the length of the church. So we'll call it... Let's call it 10 meters.
Okay. Then I will fire with my revolver at the nearest thing.
Okay.
And... Yep, that is a hit.
Okay.
And does 1d10 plus 2... Which is quite nice, because that's 11 points of damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can see where you hit the creature, and it looks like, there's a hole there, but it's not. It just kind of sunk in a little bit. It's not a big hole.
Right. Did it seem to do damage?
It kind of looks like it might have done a little bit of damage, but probably not as much as you were actually expecting.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Mr. Krieg is unconscious. And Miss Brown.
I would like to move with the general panicked rush of people who are trying to leave and get my way to the tower door and head upstairs.
Okay, that would mean going past them. But
you yeah, I want to sort of skirt around them if possible, and you know, I'm small.
Okay.
So I'm hoping I can hide behind the innocents.
Okay, so you're headed in that direction.
Yep.
Mr. Harrow, we're back next round. Next round.
Okay. Right. This is my question because I'm very iffy in the rules. Still, basically, would this count like as in the? Would my dex still count towards my like point blank shooting thingy with a throw? If I'm throwing something within my 18 dex range thingy, do I get double the chance to do it?
No.
Okay. I get closer.
Okay. You're moving closer. Fair enough.
I'm kind of sauced up, so I want to make sure I hit them.
Okay.
Do I do a throw again?
Next round. You'll be close enough that you're pretty certain you can hit it with the lighter.
Okay. I'm so gonna die.
So the two reach out and they start slapping around other people. And they are moving in your guys' direction. Obviously, since Major Barker shot at them and Mr. Harrow is throwing things at them, you know, they're gaining interest in you. Mr. McTavish.
I think I will. Yeah, I think I'm going to pick up another Bible and throw it at the one that Major Barker fired at.
Okay, throw roll.
That's another fail, 53.
Okay, another Bible goes flying off into the...
You're getting closer.
And then I'll start to move away if I can.
Okay. Major Barker?
More towards the front of the church.
How much distance have they gained on me?
5 meters.
Are they within my 11 decks for point blank?
Not yet.
Okay. I'll fire again.
Okay.
Another solid hit. And... Oh, another 11 points of damage.
Okay. Pretty much the same thing. You can see it hitting, but it's... You can see it hitting, and it looks like it's doing some damage, but not as much as you... You were shooting it... I presume you were shooting at the same one.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Yep.
I'm trying to shoot a tree.
Mr. Krieg is still unconscious. Miss Brown.
I'm still headed towards the tower door or wherever I'm... Whatever okay. That time it takes.
You will be there next round.
Okay.
But they will have a... But as skirting past them, they will be able to attack you next round as well.
They won't. They wouldn't dream of it.
So, next round. Mr. Harrow, you are now just a couple meters away.
Okay, lighter. Flags. Wait. I need a catchphrase.
Fire in the hole?
No. Father Fallen!
Okay. Make a luck roll.
Oh, God, don't do this to me. What?
That's way better than a throw roll.
Wait, what was my luck again?
Pow times five.
Pow times five? That's 70, so let's see. 65. Oh, God.
Okay, the lighter hits one of the tree beings, and the whiskey that is splashed on it somehow starts to burn.
Yay.
Roll me a d4, please.
Okay. 3.
Okay. He looks spectacularly unconcerned. that same one, however, lashes a few tentacles in your direction.
Damn it.
One of them will hit. One of them will miss. And the one that hits you kind of wraps around you. And you can feel like there are some sharp protuberances in it that do, that kind of tear you up for 5 points of damage.
Ow.
And it starts dragging you towards its mouth.
And it's flaming, right?
Yes.
It's all right. Alcohol doesn't burn for very long.
Yeah, it does. This is Hollywood.
The other one lashes out at Miss Brown.
Oh, I just got shot.
And misses.
She's tiny.
A couple tentacles come lashing in your direction, and they miss. Mr. McTavish.
Yeah, I will just keep moving away from these things.
Okay.
I don't know, is there any kind of, can I search my knowledge, like, occult or... try a Cthulhu Mythos to see if I know anything about these?
You are welcome to make a Cthulhu Mythos roll.
Come on, not two. Nope, 37.
Nope, never heard of any such thing.
Tree monsters. Poppycock.
It's just crazy.
Dude, I should have brought in my explosives. I'm serious.
It would have been quite useful.
Major Barker.
The one that's grabbed, who is it? Mr. Bruce.
Mr. Harrow. Yep.
Mr. Harrow. Oh, right. Yep.
Is the one that's on fire.
How close am I to that one? Is that the one I've been shooting?
No.
Oh, wonderful.
They're both the same. They're both about the same distance.
Could I get within melee distance and attack it this round?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna draw my officer's saber.
Okay.
Wow, you're so good.
And slice off this tentacle.
Awesome.
Okay.
Is that just a saber attack?
Yep.
I'm glad I put quite a few points into this.
Is it a real
my
saber?
Firearm. Yeah, it's a.
Not is what, that what they told you in the shop, or is it that
killed, actual killed wheels? Killed plenty of Germans during the Great War. Anyway. Ooh. That is a success. Nice.
Okay.
It's not quite a critical, but... okay.
Damage.
Damage. This is good, because I have a d6 damage bonus. 10 points in total. And I'm aiming for the tentacle.
Okay. You know that you have done a wonderful saber maneuver. You know, this probably would have cut somebody's head off in the war. But the saber just kind of digs in a little bit into the tentacle. And, you know, there's just a cut.
Okay, he's inconceivable, that's shit. What I say.
Mr. Krieg, I believe you are still unconscious.
I am indeed.
And Miss Brown.
All right, so I would like to head into the doorway whence they came.
Okay.
What do I see?
So this is the doorway into a small room. There are stairs leading up into the bell tower. And at the bottom of the stairs, kind of off to the side, you can see what looks like a trap door that goes, obviously, down, standing open.
Okay, I guess I will head down into the trap. Is there any light coming from the basement?
No.
And how big is this trap door?
It is person-sized.
So these tree things could not have fit through it? In
no,
their
I think
current size?
The
no,
tree things are smaller than a human.
They are slightly smaller than person-sized.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll go to the trap door and go down what I see, stairs or a ladder or something.
Okay. There's a ladder.
Okay.
And we will come back to you as you climb the ladder down into darkness.
Into my death. Excellent.
Mr. Harrow, you are being pulled towards the creature's mouth.
Mr. Harrow is going to start shooting with his gun.
It has you grappled at the moment, so you're not able to get your hands free. Pretty much your only choice is to try to break free of the tentacle.
Okay, so what would I have to throw for that?
What is your strength?
My strength is 14, I believe. Thirteen.
Okay. You can struggle against it. You have a 30% chance.
Right. So I roll a d100.
Yep.
Okay. Fail.
Okay. You are not able to break free. It drags you towards its mouth.
Fantastic.
Yes, next round you will be swallowed. Mr. McTavish.
Yes.
Your drinking buddy is being swallowed.
Yeah.
He's about to be swallowed. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a second. It's their turn. What am I doing? Yeah.
He's being swallowed.
Let's see. So the one that is swallowing Mr. Harrow looks like he's pretty much just swallowing Mr. Harrow. Actually, he is going to, with some of his other tentacles, he is going to strike out at Major Barker. One of them will hit.
Is there any chance to dodge this, or...
There is, but you won't be able to do anything else this round. So it's up to you. You can dodge and not attack, or you can just accept what happens. And
okay, let's see what happens from.
Okay, one of them is very good. One of them misses you. The other one wraps around you for 1 point of damage.
Okay.
And it has you grappled, but it's not yet dragging you towards its mouth, because its mouth is already busy with Mr. Harrow.
Okay.
No, the mouth is not busy with Mr. Harrow, not yet.
Not yet, but it will be. the other one will strike out at Mr. McTavish and miss complete. Okay, Mr. McTavish.
Well...
There are more Bibles around, if you would...
Is there, I mean, normally they have, like, on the altar at the church, they'll sometimes have, like, a full-size cross, something on, like, a flagpole type...
Yep.
...type deal. Yep. If there's one of those there, I think I will attempt to grab that. And I don't know if I'll have enough movement or whatever to swing at the one that's about to eat Mr. Harrow, but that's what I would try and do.
Okay, you can grab it this round, and you would be able to swing it next round.
Okay.
Major Barker.
So I take it my only option is to try and escape.
Pretty much.
What
is your strength, sir?
17.
You have a 50% chance.
Oh, okay. Evens. Oh, nice. 15.
Yes, you are able to peel the tentacle off of yourself and step back.
Am I able to attack as well this round, or is that...
Nope. That took your round.
Can I dodge back even further out of their range?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to be retreating.
Sorry, Bruce.
I'd also like to, if possible, retreat towards the door.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
I get the feeling that it was a beautiful drunken stupor of a time that he had here in England.
Mr. Krieg, you're still unconscious, I think. And Miss Brown.
So when I get to the bottom of the ladder, I will pull out my little baby pistol and my little flashlight out of my purse.
Okay.
And look around.
You are in the church crypt.
Okay.
It is a large open space. There are columns supporting the roof in the middle. There is another door off to one side. You can kind of tell, you know, as you look around into the shining your light into the blackness, it looks like the crypt, you know, pretty much covers the area under the church.
Okay.
So, like I said, you can see a door off to
is
one side.
Is it open or?
It is closed.
Closed, okay.
It is closed. And that's it.
Okay. Are there crypty things like, I don't know, we call them stone coffin-y things in here or shelves or?
Yes, there are stone sepulchres set into the walls.
Okay.
And as you're looking around that, Mr. Harrow, next round.
Yes.
You are about to be eaten.
Okay, so I have to re-roll again?
I'll shout out. Just peel yourself away. It's not that hard.
Jesus Christ. I want another bottle just so I can throw it out.
Yeah, make another strength roll, 30%.
Okay, what do I gotta get?
30 or less.
Oh, come on, man. Okay. Fuck.
He meant fail, right?
I got a 95.
No!
Okay, its turn. It swallows you.
Oh God!
You may have take 7 points of damage.
Fantastic! Cheerio.
That thing has swallowed two people now.
That's some good juices.
Yeah.
The other one will strike out at Major Barker.
Oh, I tried to dodge back.
And it misses you completely.
Yes.
Mr. McTavish.
So the one that is currently eating Mr. Harrow, that was not the one that had been shot.
That is correct.
Okay.
It was the one on fire.
I will attempt to, I guess, I'll hit the one that's eating Mr. Harrow.
Okay.
Try and get him to puke him back out.
If you hit him really hard in the stomach, I'm sure that'll happen.
Yeah, we'll see. So
throw,
let's see.
Throw that some epic hack in there.
I guess what would my base be on that? Would that be?
Call it a small club.
Small club.
So no, sorry. Call it a large club. It's a big cross.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I don't have that right here.
You don't have the skill for large club.
Nope. So, what's the base on that?
25.
25. All right. Nope. That's a fail. And then I think I will drop it and try and move away towards the back of the church.
It is large and unwieldy. Okay. Major Barker.
Where are Abby and Isaac?
They are cowering up on the altar. With Reverend Peterson. The three of them are all kind of cowering.
How far away is their house?
A ways.
Because that's where my rifle is. Okay, well, now am I towards... I've gone around the other side of them, and I'm now close to the door, I take it.
Okay, yep.
Then I'm gonna walk backwards, or you know, move backwards as far as I can, and then shoot at one of them. I'm just trying to try and draw its attention away from people, and you know, try and draw it out of the church by walking backwards and firing, if that makes sense.
Okay, which one would you be shooting at?
The one that...
The one you've already shot, or the one that is... They're both in about the same...
Yeah, the one that I've already shot, then, I suppose.
Okay.
Just concentrate my fire. Why has no one else got any firearms? Why am I...
Because I'm not doing anything useful.
Everyone else is getting eaten. I mean, what's this? No bloody good.
My lord.
McTavish is trying, Major Barker.
Okay. So
failing, but trying.
That would be a critical.
Okay.
Is that a fifth of the skill?
Yep.
Yes. Excellent. So is that double damage?
It is.
Do I...
Roll damage double? Twice.
Yeah. Plus four, so that would be 18. Yes.
That one looks quite injured. Apparently you shot it. Not that you can really tell, because they, you know, their bodies are pretty uniform, but apparently you did shoot it someplace worthwhile.
This is the one I've been firing at all along, so...
Yep. Because it actually collapses to the ground.
Wow.
They can be killed! I shout.
Right.
Mr. Krieg, I think you are still fainted.
Yeah, I think I have a couple of rounds more.
Okay. Miss Brown, you were in a
crit. Yeah, does anything look disturbed? Do I see any sort of thing that has been thrown open, or where these guys might have come from, or...
You can see a disturbance in the floor, kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like two, you know, man-sized tree monster creatures may have pushed themselves up through the floor.
Oh, okay.
You almost said disturbance in the force.
Yeah. I was totally waiting for that.
Well, I guess I will start then by looking down in the holes in the floor.
There's not really holes there. You can just see it's been, you know, pushed up and, you know, as it's kind of backfilled itself.
Okay. In that case, I'll head for the door.
Okay. You head for the door. Back to the top. Mr. Harrow, you have been eaten.
Right. Question.
Yes?
Can I shoot, please?
Make a luck roll.
Oh, Lord. Okay, it was 70. It was... yes, 60.
You are able, just... You know, it's dark, it's slimy, it smells terrible. You're being digested. You know, it burns!
Not the bees!
But you are able somehow to put your hand on the butt of your pistol.
Okay, well,
if it explodes from within and he's standing there, dissolving quietly.
I've just been wondering about the physics of a smaller-than-man-sized creature putting a people in its belly over and over again.
Extra-dimensional space, man.
I was thinking they were going to get teleported somewhere.
Well, basically, I grab my pistol, I aim up, and I fire up.
Okay, roll some damage.
Okay, my firearm was...
probably a D10.
Pea shooter.
Damage, D2, no, D10. Okay, so I roll a D10, 8.
Okay. The rest of you see the tree creature that ate Mr. Harrow. You can see something explode out of the top of it. And so it will go next, and you can see it kind of, you know, convulses for a second, and then vomits out Mr. Harrow.
Yay!
Awesome.
Oh, well done.
Who can take another 4 points of damage on his way out.
Oh, wow.
That's the end of that.
How many points of damage? Like 7, and then 3, and then 4?
Sounds right. It was something 7 and 4.
Yeah. How much health did I have?
Probably about that. The average of con and size?
Yep. Con 14, size 15.
So 14 hit points you started with?
Yep.
So you're just at zero.
Exactly at zero, yeah.
I'm not dead, am I?
You're unconscious.
Not yet.
Yes, so it vomits out Mr. Harrow, who's, you can see his skin is burned. You know, it looks like he's been burned with acid or, you know, digestive juices. You know, in addition to the long gash on his side from where the tentacle got him, and he's not moving.
How badly hurt does the tree thing seem?
It is staggered. You can see it's you know, weaving a little bit.
Finish him.
It's my turn. I'd like to shoot it.
It kind of starts staggering. Yeah, it's going to stagger toward. It continues staggering towards the altar. Mr. McTavish.
I will. I guess I'm going to have to pick up another Bible and throw it at him.
Oh my lord.
That's just. Come on, I'm going to try and go for the hat trick of misses.
Make a throw roll.
Best battle ever.
Ot 6.
Yeah. Boom.
The Bible bounces off the creature's hide.
Fantastic. Thank you for the support.
Feeling of satisfaction comes over Mr. McTavish. He feels accomplished now.
He can tick that skill.
Basically, you know the irony of all this? That my character is a tribute to Richard Harrow, and now I am hideous.
So now when you say tick that skill, should I be writing down throw Bible, or will that be throw rock?
You can just call it throw. Okay. Just make it general. Throw book. Throw book.
Okay. All you can throw from now.
Because that's completely different from throwing anything else.
Of course. Aerodynamics are all off.
Major Barker.
I will be shooting the remaining tree thing.
Okay.
Yep, 38, that's a handy success, and, that's not so good, 6 points of damage.
Okay, it looks like it's not even bothered at all by that latest shot.
Dear. Okay.
Mr. Krieg, I think you're still fainted.
Yeah, I have one more round. And all the fun is going to be over.
Do you happen to have a small armory hidden away somewhere?
Well, his name is War, after all.
I have a gun with me.
Well, that'll help. Miss Brown.
Through the door.
Through the door, you find a set of stairs leading up and out of the church into the graveyard.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
All right, I'll go.
And it's a bright, sunny, warm day, although you can, you know, see people, you know, everyone.
Running, screaming.
People running, screaming from the church, you know, kind of staggered. What's going on? You know, panicked.
All right, I'll go back into the basement.
Okay, you return to the basement.
Ooh.
Mr. Harrow is unconscious.
Oh, come. Can Mr. Harrow, like, sleep shoot?
You already vomit shot?
No.
Okay, fine.
The first creature that Major Barker shot that fell climbs back to its roots, its feet, whatever. The other one who was hit by Mr. McTavish's Bible will lash out at Mr. McTavish and hit him.
Hooray! Can I dodge?
You may dodge, yes.
That's a fail.
It actually wraps 2 tentacles around you.
Hooray!
And you can feel the, you know, sharp teeth in the tentacles dig into you for a total of 9 points of damage.
McTavish is looking real bad.
And it starts dragging. Do you need to make a con roll?
Yes.
Okay.
McTavish sounded like Mike Lovin for a second.
So that con times 5?
Yep.
Oh, I actually make it.
But you stay conscious somehow.
Unfortunately.
As it starts dragging, as it starts dragging you towards its mouth, having freed up space.
Hey, as an author, he's open to new experiences. If survived, I'm sure he'll write about it.
It is your go, but you dodged.
Yes.
So, Major Barker.
I say, shoot it! Shoot it!
How many shots have I fired? I think
5. Right.
So, okay, I can shoot this, then I have to reload. So, okay. Oh, shit, I fail. No. I have 70 and I rolled 88. Yeah, it just fires off wildly.
Are you point blank?
Oh, am I?
No, because you had moved off towards the door.
Yeah.
You were backing towards the door.
Sorry about that.
You coward.
I'll reload.
If this were Russia, you'd be dead.
Mr. Krieg, I think this is your last round of unconsciousness.
Indeed.
Miss Brown, you're back in the crypt.
All right, so these holes are... Are you going to start pulling some of the rubble out?
Okay.
And sort of see what I see, if there's a big hole, or if it looks like something grew, or if they were planted here and ripped themselves up. Or...
Okay. You will dig. We will come back to you.
Okay.
Towards the top, Mr. Harrow, you are still unconscious.
Fantastic. Can I sew myself? Can I at least do that?
No, but someone needs to get to you here pretty quick, or you could... It occurs to the rest of you that Mr. Harrow is in a bad, bad way and could use some first aid.
Yeah, I think everyone could use some kind of aid. It'd certainly be nice if there was someone that had a firearm, maybe doing something to fight these creatures off instead of throwing Bibles.
Well, I'm
this
just
isn't the time to turn to God. Come on, people.
Major, this is just an idea, but there is a dude with a firearm unconscious.
There's two of them, actually. the creature that has Mr. McTavish wrapped up continues to drag him towards its mouth. What is your strength, Mr. McTavish?
7.
Yeah, you have no chance whatsoever at breaking free. You know, you can struggle a little bit, but you realize, yeah, this thing is just, there's just no chance.
Very well.
Mr. Barker. Mr. McTavish is struggling feverishly. Mr. Harrow is bleeding to death. Mr. Krieg looks like he's starting to rouse, finally, from his faint. Abby is screaming on the altar. Isaac looks stunned. The Reverend Peterson looks stunned. Fix this, sir. Save everyone.
Yeah.
You happen to have a cannon somewhere.
If I've survived this, I'm going back to the couple. I'm saying worst wedding ever.
Left my howitzer in my other pants.
So it's your go, Mr. Barker. Major Barker.
Oh, it's my go. Is it?
Yeah.
I reloaded.
Oh, that's right. You're reloading this round. Never mind.
Oh, well. Casually, quietly reload.
Mr. Krieg, you have woken from your faint.
But your microphone is off.
But you're muted. You still can't talk. But you...
Randall.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
Sorry about that. All right, so I will look a little bit disoriented when I kind of come back from my fainting state.
Yep.
I will sit up on the floor, see the mess around me, see the creature. There's still one standing, right?
There are two.
Still two? Yes. Okay.
One of them looks like it's very... One of them looks like it's pretty well torn up, but it is kind of slowly dragging its way up towards the altar.
Oh, I thought that one was... Was that one back in the game?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sure.
Then the other one also looks like it's kind of torn up a little bit and is dragging Mr. McTavish towards its large mouth with sharp teeth.
All right, so I'm going to shoot that thing. I'm going to stand up, pull out my pistol, and yell in fear, and at the same time shooting the thing.
The one that has McTavish?
McTavish, right.
Oh, this is the one. I'm sure this will go well.
This will end so splendidly.
Let it go, you beast! With a 90!
Mr. McTavish, you feel a bullet just, you know, you feel the hair on your head just whoosh, as the bullet just barely misses you. Miss Brown, you are digging.
Yeah.
You find dirt and rocks.
I mean, is it possible that there was a hole large enough for this thing down here, or was it somehow, like, can I get any sense of how it erupted out of the floor?
The dirt and rocks is pretty loose, so yeah, you would guess that, you know, that, you know, with your expert mining skill,
right.
You know, that, yeah, something tunneled its way up and, you know, it's just been backfilled.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Harrow, make a con roll, please.
Jim, I believe at the end of the round, I have a second shot, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, you do?
My con's 14, so what do I have to get?
Con times 5.
70.
Hang on a second, though. Randall, you have a second shot?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
This will finish off my Tavish.
Can't believe it. 99.
Mr. McTavish, would you make a luck roll, please?
He gets shot in the back of the head, so he doesn't have to suffer.
I make it.
That's an empty chamber.
Okay, yeah, you feel another bullet just barely whiz past you.
It's like, Jesus, man! Shoot straight!
Okay, so...
But it jams my gun, so...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, 99 is your malfunction?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Mr. Krieg... Never mind. Mr. Krieg's gun jams.
Fantastic.
Nice. So you can spend the next round clearing that. So, Mr. Harrow, make your con roll, please.
Right. Okay. 50. Thank God.
Okay, you're still unconscious. But not dead.
Oh, fantastic.
The good news is you're not dead. The creature that is dragging its way towards the altar is at the altar and lashes out a couple tentacles, one of which has grabbed Miss Barker. She screams even louder.
Oh, let them get eaten.
Mayor, where are the axes?
The creature that has Mr. McTavish swallows him.
Fantastic.
Major Barker.
Okay, so the one that I've been shooting all along and is quite damaged is still crawling along the floor?
That is the one that has now grabbed your niece.
Ah, okay, good. Then I'll shoot that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Wayne. That's another critical. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Sorry. 15. No, I need to get 14. Oh, well. 1d10 plus 2. 7.
Yeah.
It looks spectacularly unconcerned by your shot. Mr. Krieg, I believe you have a jam you need to be clearing.
Yeah.
Miss Brown.
I guess I'm going to go out to the former site of those gravestones, or one of those gravestones, and look for any evidence of tunneling.
We're all dying. He's CSI.
Okay, you will do that. Mr. Harrow is still unconscious.
Fantastic.
Mr. McTavish, the creature that has Abby is dragging her towards its mouth. The creature that has Mr. McTavish in its stomach. Mr. McTavish, you may take 3 points of damage.
Negative 2.
From various digestive fluids.
-2 is
Mr. McTavish
number.
Is reflecting on his life right now.
Don't go into the light.
This is a stone church, right?
Yes. Major Barker.
I will fire again at the one that is trying to eat my niece. 7.
Nice.
Ooh,
nice.
Ooh, that is a lot. That is 19.
Yeah.
It collapses to the ground as a large portion of its uppermost bits explode in a green goo.
It's what you get if you try to eat my niece.
Yeah, eating Mr. Harrow and Mr. McTavish, eh, not such a problem.
I only just met them.
Well, we know how he feels about the Irish and the Americans.
Let's say I
wasn't surprised.
Mr. Krieg.
Okay, so...
As I fire and shoot this thing, I'll yell at Abby and Isaac, "Get out of here!"
Okay.
I will look... okay, so there's one that just ate for...
There's one that is very clearly dead because it's dripping off the walls. And there's one that has eaten Mr. McTavish.
Yeah, so that's the one that I'm gonna shoot that one again.
Okay.
I'm gonna aim towards the head of what I assume is the head of the thing. It's a miss, but it's not too bad. 53.
Okay. Miss Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to, you know, find where you guys vandalized the gravestones and from. And you can see that one of the graves looks like it has been dug up and refilled.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Hang on a second.
Very suspicious. Obviously it tunneled through this. Obviously it tunneled through this grave.
Okay, sorry guys. I think we were back to the top.
I'm unconscious.
Mr. Harrow was well unconscious, yes.
Fantastic.
One of the creatures has eaten Mr. McTavish.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's just busy digesting him.
Quite so.
Brilliant.
However, Mr. McTavish, you can have another 9 points of damage if you would like.
Oh, why thank you. I am now dead.
I figured as much, yes.
Yay, I didn't die first.
Nicely digested.
Yes, I take pride in my digestive ability.
Major Parker.
True digestive.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot the remaining thing. No, I'm not going to get closer. If I get closer, it's just going to eat me as well. So I'll stay where I am. That is a hit. And... ooh, quite nice. 11 points of damage.
Okay, it looks quite wounded.
Hey.
Mr. Krieg.
Okay, I'm going to shoot. And I miss. One more time. Mayor, where are the axes that I told you about?
Okay.
What? I'll shout back.
The axes! I told you to get some axes!
Well, you're telling Major of an army to get some axes.
I told him before the party started to get some axes ready.
I've been busy.
Shooting stuff.
Sorry, so what are you up to, Mr. Krieg? Besides berating Major Barker about not having...
Yeah, I shot it and I missed. Okay. So.
Miss Brown.
I guess I head back towards the front door of the church.
Okay.
just like the fact there's all these other people just wandering around. Let's look in here. Oh, here's a grave. Oh, I'll just look at that. Oh, this is nice. I'll wander out here. There's people fighting for their lives up here.
Well, exactly. Y'all could have run, and then you wouldn't have to fight for your lives. I don't know why you're all hanging out in the church myself.
I was the one that said, why don't we just have the wedding somewhere else, okay? Now I'm hideous, and I'm not going to get married. Thank you.
Mr. Harrow is unconscious. Mr. McTavish is dead. Major Barker.
Yep, I'll fire again.
Do I get my second shot before the...
Oh, sorry, yes.
Yeah, yep. Okay. So let me try one more time. And that's another miss.
I just rolled a 91, so...
Major Barker misses. Gunfire is going off everywhere. Mr. Krieg again.
Yeah. So, let me change dice.
None to fire. Yeah.
Zero.
I should have only changed one of the dice. Not
both of them. I got excited when I saw the first zero.
The gun jams again. Not exactly the most reliable weapon you have, sir. Miss Brown.
German engineering was supposed to be better than this.
You have made your way back to the front of the church. Pretty okay. much, there's everyone who is able to and was going to run out has pretty much run out.
Okay.
As you open the doors, you can see the tableau.
And there, the one remaining one is where in relation to me, like halfway to the front of the church, or
it's. Say 3/4 of the way to the front of the church.
And the church is about 30 meters?
Something like this, yeah.
Length. Okay. And is it... It has nothing in its tentacles right now?
That is correct.
All right.
Someone inside it.
I will come towards it. I need to get very close before I can shoot it. Okay. So I will sneak up on it.
Okay. You are sneaking.
Excellent.
Mr. Harrow is unconscious. Mr. McTavish is dead. The remaining creature starts heading towards the altar. Major Barker.
Did Abby and Isaac actually start to move when I told them to? No. They didn't.
No, they did not.
Good God. All right, I'm shooting this thing. Let's kill it. That is a hit. And that is... Ooh. 12 points of damage.
Let's see. That would be... It slumps to the ground.
But is it... No, I'm just going to shoot it a few more times.
it is not moving. You shoot it a few more times. That is not a problem.
Oh, well done, Major.
Can I cut it open and remove Mr. McTavish?
You can take your saber and your... it is very tough to cut. It's very slow going. You can feel its hide is very, very tough, so, you're kind of not surprised that your bullets were not doing as much damage as you kind of thought they would be. But eventually you are able to cut it open, and there is the very clearly dead and partially dissolved body of Mr. McTavish.
How is Abby doing?
She is panicked. She's wounded, but not severely so. Not nearly as badly as the slowly dying Mr. Harrow.
Oh, I can certainly try to attend to him. As I see the Major is shooting this tree thing over and over again. I will see if I can... 17 out of 30, so my first aid is successful.
D3?
2 points.
Okay, Mr. Harrow, you may have 2 hit points back as you kind of come around and see the lovely face of Miss Brown looking down, tending to you lovingly.
Enough to get anybody out of unconsciousness.
I'll try to do the same.
Do Mr. Harrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me check. Get the
Can I shoot somebody now?
22, finally.
Okay, D3?
D3. 2 points.
Okay, Mr. Harrow, you can have another 2 points.
So I got 4 now?
Yep.
Cool, so can I shoot?
Who would you like to shoot?
They're gone. You're okay now.
The major. I shoot the major.
Mr. Harrow, we need to take you to a hospital, but the creatures are dead. The can mayor and I shoot them dead.
And with that, I think that's a good place to end it for today.
Excellent.
For today? Are you serious?
Until next week, yes.
All right.
Great. Very
good.
I mean, what else is there? I am disfigured.
Life has no meaning.
Well, let's see. Let me put it this way. There's a reason that this chapter is called Introduction.
Oh, wait. This is the introduction?
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
I thought this was the entire chronicle, man.
Nope.
Right. I was like, we're getting murdered left and right here. It's like, I'm already like a cripple.
Well,
welcome to Call of Cthulhu.
Catch you all
until next week.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Happy New Year.
See you later.
Happy New Year. Bye bye.
Yeah, you. Same
See
to you.
In 2014.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.